Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Berkshire Grown supports and promotes local agriculture as a vital part of the Berkshire community, economy, and landscape. They are the go-to network linking farmers and the Berkshire community through events, workshops, promotions, advocacy, and education, highlighting locally grown and produced food. This year's Berkshire Grown March Maple Dinner will take place on March 24th at the Cranwell Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts. Area chefs will celebrate the first harvest of the season with a five-course dinner created using maple products from regional maple producers. Here to tell us more about it are Barbara Zoitlin, the Executive Director of Berkshire Grown, and Melissa Lieb from Ioka Valley Farm. Melissa is also the President of the Massachusetts Maple Producers Association. We've got some heavy hitters here for sugaring season. Welcome both to the roundtable.
Thank you.
So let's begin by talking about the March Maple Dinner. How many years has this dinner happened?
Since before I was at Berkshire Grown, it's been happening in varying creative ways. Chefs have been using our first harvest of the season, maple syrup, to create the most delicious meal. And I just wanted to highlight, for example, because this is something beyond what we think of, the many ways that you can use maple syrup. Because most people think of maple syrup only around pancakes.
Or French toast. Just breakfast, just syrup.
There's so much more that you can do with maple syrup. And that's what has gotten the chefs inspired. And we who get to go to the March Maple Dinner will get to indulge in these wonderful and totally different ways of using maple syrup.
It's a five-course dinner. How are the participating chefs selected? They're members of Berkshire Grown.
Yes, and this year the theme was to find chefs from throughout the Berkshire region, to basically go from top to bottom of Berkshire County, and that's how we picked them.
Great.
And our host chef is Jeff Thompson from Wheatley, and he has participated before and has a great involvement with Berkshire Grown's Share the Bounty project, and this event supports Share the Bounty. That's our project where we support farms by buying shares in our local farms and local food pantries. We give the local food to local food pantries and kitchens.
That's fantastic. Melissa, I want to ask you about maple syrup this season specifically. Is the long, hard, extra cold, extra precipitation winter bad or good for maple production?
Well, we are definitely off to a slower start than usual because of the heavy snow cover, the colder temperatures. But we personally have begun sugar season, and we've made just over 500 gallons so far. We do have a 10,000 tap operation, so that those numbers sound big, but it's in relation to the number of taps we have this year. I'll tell you the end result May 1st on how the sugar season was and how
sure.
this kind of a winter affected the sugar season, because it is too early to still tell. We still have a lot of snow in the woods, so we think it's going to take a little bit to really get things going and flowing, but there's a good sign that spring is on its way because we have made a little maple syrup already.
That's great. And I know that there are different, I'll just say colors of syrup. I know that's not what it's probably called, but you can clarify when I finish asking this question. Does the length of winter, the intensity of cold, affect the different shades of the sap production?
Tends to start off our season with the lighter color when the weather is colder and the ground is more frozen. So the earlier stages of our late winter, early spring tends to bring the lighter colors, which is the sweetest flavors with a very delicate maple flavor. As the season naturally progresses and things warm up and the magic chemistry that goes on in the tree to prepare for the new leaves and the bud break, it produces the darker color, stronger maple flavor, and gradually less sweet. So it is all up to Mother Nature. It's hard to predict the ratio of what you're going to get before you start, and each year is completely different on what you end up for the division of the different grades.
You are with Ioka Valley Farm. Are maple producers in competition with each other, or is it a more of a cooperative sort of dynamic?
Well, I find that the sugar makers learn a lot and the most from each other, and it's been a great pleasure to be a part of the maple associations, and we learn from one another and trial and error and the school of hard knocks also teaches us a lot. So I don't think we're overall competition in the sales market, yes, or at a farmer's market, there may be. But as a whole, our greater competition is those folks who aren't using pure maple syrup at all or not enjoying the many different ways of using the pure maple syrup. So that's where we find that educating people on how maple syrup is made, all the different uses it can, and we're learning more and more on the nutritional values that maple syrup provides above and beyond corn syrup and the refined white granulated sugar.
My dad puts syrup in his coffee.
Excellent.
How does working with an organization like Berkshire Grown help your goals in business?
Berkshire Grown, our first connection with Berkshire Grown has been helping to link the growers with restaurants, and has continued to grow and expand their holiday farmers markets, not only link us with restaurants, but now individual purchasers and buyers that want to buy local. So Berkshire Grown has been very important in helping with that connection between restaurants and other general buyers.
Barbara, do you want to tell us about the other participating chefs in the March Maple Dinner on the 24th?
We will be having this event at Cranwell. So David Jordan will be creating the hors d'oeuvres. And the first hour is going to be new and different because Ioka Valley Farm will be there with a table of maple ingredients. So you'll hear a bit about that. We have, in addition to Jeff Thompson from Wheatley, Derry Rooney from Allium Restaurant, Chris Bonnevere from Gala Steakhouse and Bistro up at Orchards in Williamstown, Ron Rita, the new chef at Table 6 at the Kemble Inn in Lenox, Christophe Jalbert, he's at Route 7 Grill in Great Barrington. Marianne Comella is the pastry chef at Meze Bistro and Bar in Williamstown. And we are very grateful to, we have Number 6 Depot Roastery and Cafe from West Stockbridge providing coffee. Barrington Brewery is providing tastings of their brews. Berkshire Mountain Distillers will be offering beer and cocktails. MS Walker is offering wines. And we'll have maple syrup being used that has come from Ioka Valley Farm and Turner Farms in Egremont. And I think it'll be really interesting to hear what Missy is going to offer a taste of, because she has brought something for you.
You guys are not fooling around. That is heavy hitters of the Berkshire region. Wonderful. What is she alluding to? What do you want to tell me about?
Well, at this Berkshire Grown dinner event, we are going to have a maple table during cocktail hour. I will bring samples of the different grades of maple syrup so everyone can try the different flavors and tastes of maple syrup, as well as maple lemonade.
What?
We have our Rob's maple lemonade. It's made with water, lemon juice, and of course, pure maple syrup. And so we'll offer that during the cocktail hour, as well as some samples of our maple cream, maple butter, and a maple cheesecake filling. So we'll have some fun at the maple table, and any other literature we'll have out there, the educational, some recipes, and some fun things for people to learn a little more about maple syrup.
Who knew there was so much you could do with sap from a tree? Barbara, you have two more events coming up in April. Would you like to tell us about those, please?
Yes. We are doing a very important step in the process of supporting farmers on April 12th, Saturday, in Pittsfield at the library from 10 to 2. There's information at berkshiregrown.org. There's information about all the March Maple Dinner and the Farmland Access Symposium that I'm talking about on berkshiregrown.org. We are working with the Community Land Trust of the Southern Berkshires, as well as the Berkshire Co-op, Land for Good, Carrot Project, the Great Barrington Ag Commission, Berkshire Natural Resources Council, Schumacher Center, and Simons Rocks Center for Food Studies. All of us are putting our heads together because we've done such a terrific job at Berkshire Grown in creating a demand for locally grown food. Now we've got to get more farmers farming on the land because we are not meeting the demand that we've created. And this is a dilemma because it's so gorgeous in the Berkshires, the price of land is pretty expensive.
I can only imagine.
How do we get more farmland being farmed? So we're going to put together these wonderful panels with People have been working at this for years and years to try to stimulate everyone, whether they are someone farming and need more land, or you're a landowner, or someone who's working with landowners, to create viable solutions to putting more land into farming. So we really welcome as many people as possible to join us on April 12th.
In Pittsfield.
In Pittsfield.
And you have something else on the 27th of April.
And then we're doing an introduction to Berkshire Grown for people as at the Prairie Whale Restaurant in Great Barrington. It's a brunch on April 27th, and that, too, will be on the website. And it's a great way to – one of the great things about Berkshire Grown is that what we do, supporting local farms, is delicious, because we are supporting delicious food. And so whether it's maple syrup or cheese or meat or vegetables, people get to come support Berkshire Grown and have a delicious bite.
So much going on. I did get to taste, while you were speaking, the Ioka Valley Farm Rob's Made Lemonade, and it is delicious. Thank you so much for bringing that to share.
You're welcome.
Berkshire Grown's March Maple Dinner will take place at the Cranwell Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts on Monday, March 24th. More information and links to the Berkshire Grown website and the Ioka Valley Farm website are at wamc.org/roundtable. Barbara Zoitlin and Melissa, thank you for being here. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.